listener production.
Good morning. I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. First to the US, where the former president has confirmed he will not plead guilty as Donald Trump prepares to face criminal charges relating to the alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's lawyer says he's ready to fight, describing him as the toughest guy he knows. Staying overseas, Oscar Pistorius has been denied parole. The South African former Olympic and Paralympic athlete was sent to jail for the murder of his girlfriend 10 years ago. Back home now, home prices across Australia have stopped falling. In fact, March figures show they've actually increased over the last month. PropTrack senior economist Eleanor Cray says supply isn't meeting demand.
In March, home prices rose again, moving higher by 0.13%. And whilst interest rates were really the primary driver of all those price falls we saw last year, the limited supply of properties for sale is now underpinning home prices.
Tomorrow marks the end of daylight savings across eastern Australia. Clocks will be wound back 1 hour across New South Wales, Victoria, the ACT, Tassie and South Australia, which also means an extra hour of shut eye for those residents. New Zealand also ends daylight saving tomorrow. And one of the songwriters behind John Farnham's hit You're the Voice has died. 76-year-old Keith Reid passed away suddenly in a London hospital. He'd been receiving cancer treatment for the past couple of years. Raiders coach Ricky Stewart is searching for answers after his side's 53-12 loss to the Panthers. Canberra was only trailing by 7 points at halftime before the blowout, which Stewart has apologised for.
I'm disappointed for all our fans, and it's going to be a tough week for us to get through that because obviously there will be a lot of deserved criticism, all of us.
In last night's other game, the Storm's defence saw them nail an 18-10 win over the Bunnies. Today's action kicks off in Mudgee with the Knights and the Seagulls going head-to-head.